Arkansas's individual income tax collections for last month are higher than expected, pushing state revenue for November to be above forecast. The Department of Finance and Administration reports the state's net available revenue in November totaled $379 million. That's $1.7 million below the same month last year, but nearly $9.5 million more than had been forecast. But for the fiscal year that began in July, Department economist John Shelnut says the state is below forecast.
Year to date, we are still $26.8 million below forecast on net available, with a year-over-year growth rate of $20.8 million or 1%. And in terms of gross revenue, which is collections, we're up 1.6% over a year ago.
Friday, Governor Asa Hutchinson's administration cut the revenue forecast by $22 million, but did not cut the state's projected $5.4 billion budget. Three area banks are establishing a partnership designed to spur development in Springdale in agreement with the city's downtown master plan. Arvest Bank, First Security Bank, and United Bank will work with the Downtown Springdale Alliance to make $30 million available to both small business owners and investors. Projects that could benefit from financial support include renovations of existing structures, new construction, or a new business service that falls within the parameter of the master plan. Qualified plans will still have to be subject to credit approval by individual banks. The chairman of the Milken Institute will be the featured speaker at next month's annual business forecast luncheon in Rogers. Michael Milken will address the luncheon, sponsored by the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas. There will also be a moderated discussion with Milken after his speech at the event on January 24th. The University of Arkansas is no longer searching for an athletic director. The university is hiring Hunter Yurecek, the current vice president for athletics at the University of Houston. He has agreed to a five-year contract paying $850,000 a year. Little Rock-based Dixie Cafe is closing all of its 17 restaurants as of tomorrow. In a statement, the company says declining sales, mixed with a difficult operating environment for full-service, family-oriented restaurants, made this a necessary decision. Dixie Cafe has 14 restaurants in Arkansas and Tennessee, and three restaurants called Delta Cafes located in Oklahoma. The company's been in operation for 35 years. And Grammy-nominated comedian Jim Gaffigan is coming to Northwest Arkansas in June. The Walmart Amp is adding him to the 2018 lineup for a Saturday, June 2nd show. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m., and ticket prices cost between $30 and $99. Tickets may be purchased at the Walton Arts Center box office, at amptickets.com, or by calling 443-5600. Members of an Arkansas committee will be holding three hearings over the next 2 weeks to finalize changes to a new Ten Commandments monument at the Arkansas State Capitol. Daniel Breen with our partner station KUAR has details.
Freedom! Arkansas made national headlines when a Van Buren man destroyed the state's previous Ten Commandments monument less than a day after it was unveiled. Michael Reed live-streamed himself driving his car into the 6-foot-tall, 6,000-pound granite slab in the early morning hours last June. A subcommittee of the Capitol Arts and Grounds Commission will hold two public hearings to review changes to the base of the new monument, including possible barriers to prevent any future attacks. The public will be allowed to comment on the changes at the second meeting, set for Thursday, after the subcommittee approves the proposal at the first meeting on Tuesday. Following that, the American History and Heritage Foundation will present the changes to the full Arts and Grounds Commission on December 12th. State Senator Jason Rapert sits on the foundation's board and spearheaded the construction of the previous monument. The Conway Republican says the hearings are the final step before the new monument is installed.
The monument itself has been completed now for probably a few months, and everything is just hinged on what they're going to do with security posts around that monument, which it's very sad they're needed, but we just don't want somebody to try to replicate the exact same thing.
Rapert sponsored a bill approving the monument's construction that passed the state legislature in 2015. Numerous advocacy groups, including the Arkansas ACLU, opposed the monument's construction, which Senator Rapert categorized as, quote, foolhardy. In Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen.
This is Ozarks at Large.